Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today I will be discussing, how does a prenup work for ultra high net worth couples? Well, it's really complicated because you need an expert in not only prenups, but usually in business holdings and sometimes even estate law. So it might be more than just one person because you really want to address everything and protect the person. You know, when you're dealing with that type of money, most often there are going to be, you know, certain obviously protections of the money, but also allowances for, okay, you know, if we divorce, and what you would expect is, you know, after a certain amount of years of marriage, this would be, you know, maybe your payout, and typically it would grow over time. There obviously will be a lot of confidentiality and privacy considerations built in. So, you know, who knows whether we get like confirmation one way or another for that as to what it is, but those are very important things. You know, and the question that we get often is, why would a regular couple get one? There are a lot of reasons to consider getting a prenup. And one of the biggest ones is, you know, frankly, I think it's helpful. Have financial discussions before you get married, because that is one of the leading reasons that people do get divorced. And you know, if you've listened to our podcast before or heard me speak on things, you know, that I've learned through many years of doing divorce law, people just have different beliefs about money and they treat it differently and they don't always have effective communication about money with one another. And your spouse is, you know, one of the main people you need to really be able to have those conversations with. So a prenup actually gives both individuals an opportunity to begin having a discussion about money. And I think that's the primary thing. Like, let's first start with this discussion and talk about a prenup in ways that protect both of us moving forward. And I think that is a really good reason to do that and to open up the communication about finances and share, like, hey, what do you have? You should know the person you're marrying if, you know, you may know by appearances if you think they have a lot of assets, but what if they have a lot of debt that you are completely unaware of? Because that could lead to other discoveries or a problem as to why they have so much debt. So it's really smart to have this conversation and do these disclosures. And really, both parties can benefit from a prenup. It's like, who benefits the most? Well, obviously the person with the most assets does if the prenup is done correctly. But you can also, if you're not coming into the marriage with a lot of assets, you can protect yourself as well. And particularly sometimes, most times, a lot of monies are tied up in trusts and very complex trusts that I'm certainly not an expert on those, but I can tell you those are designed to protect the money and keep the money with the person who wants it or who they want it to go to. So you might be benefiting from a prenup, which just outlines, hey, this is what you would be entitled to, rather than we're both living off this trust, but he doesn't have that much control over it. So, and again, it's the things that you don't know. You don't know what you don't know until you have these conversations. And, you know, things to be included in a prenup are obviously all the assets, how those are going to be handled, how premarital assets are going to be handled, how marital assets are going to be handled, and how debt is going to be handled. And those are good conversations. Very often, our clients are, you know, beginning a marriage and they did not know about the debt or the credit card debt. And those things are hidden from one another. And they say, well, that's not in my name, but it's still marital. So those are really important things that can be included in a prenup. And I think it's also important to really have those discussions when we have children. What at least is our intent, right? Like, things change when you have children and you just don't even understand how much it changes your life. But at least having a discussion as far as, well, what would we want with that? Would we expect the woman, who is often my career, to take a back seat to stay home, or your career? Or how are we going to adjust for that? And those are great conversations to have. And then you can really outline a lot of that in a prenup. And you know, what it takes to get a prenup is you have to hire a lawyer. First, have the conversation. You know, someone may come to us and say, well, I want a prenup. It's like, have you talked to your fiance? No. Okay, well, that's a big first step. So talk about it. And then you cannot both share a lawyer in this instance. So you both need your own lawyer because it's a legal contract that you are signing that can't be changed unless by both parties. So you both need your individual counsel. But before doing it, it's helpful for both of you to outline, well, what are our objectives here? And you may not know, but you know, hey, the internet's a great place to educate yourself. There's a lot of resources out there. And if you two as a couple who are about to get married can say, these are what we agree are our objectives, Then you can each go to your respective attorneys and remind them, these are our objectives, right? Attorneys otherwise might place what we believe as your objective. So you need to be clear with that and educate yourself on that. Be an educated consumer on what's available and what you may want. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 174, Why Mediation Empowers Women and Litigation Often Silences Them. Thank you for listening.